השיבנו השם אליך ונושבו, עד ישומנו כקדם.
מי רבי שי, everybody please find your seats, the roof guides are threatened yet, the Rav is going to speak, please give your undivided attention to Inzere Rav, to our rabbi, Rabbi Lubavitch, okay.
Thank you very much, Mayor Abisai, Kodem Kol, a guten Shabbos to everybody. Also, I would like to wish a hearty mazel tov to the Goldsmith family upon the birth of an Einikel, Kenayin Ahoram, O Hashem, and Nebris, Zayin, Bismanai, Mishotai, Mishlach. Yeah, okay, anyways, the Ika, yeah, and Shemile, Mamish, Zoyche, Legadil, Chupil, Leteire, Maishim, Tavim. Anyhow, Merabe Zayin, I'm going to not speak this week, because I'm going to give my time that I speak. I'm going to give it to a special guest. But before I introduce him, I would just like to say a few short words, but not my normal length of time. Just a few short words as an introduction to our guest speaker today. As you all are aware, that recently we had a very big storm, that it's a machlokes whether to call it in some places a hurricane or a superstorm, but nonetheless, we'll call it Hurricane Sandy. Now, of course, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends such devastating destructions, there's no question about it that we must look within ourselves and see what kind of tshuva that we have to do. On the other hand, also a disaster like this gives us an opportunity to bring out the best of us and learn to be a noisei be'oil im chaverai. That means that we can learn to carry, to bear the burden, the yoke of the suffering of our friends. Literally means his friend, but we're referring to everybody because there's a lot of people affected. And to speak about this particular situation, before I introduce our guest speaker, I just want to point out that, as everyone knows, there's a large community in Seagate, in Bayswater, among other places like Far Rockaway, whatever, but two areas really, really, really got very highly devastating destruction, and people have places that were not covered by insurance because they were below sea level, and a lot of losses, but I won't speak about that. I'll let the guests speak about it. So without further delay, I would like to introduce our guest speaker for this week here, for the Shabbos, Mr. Reb Pesach Levitsburg. Thanks for the introduction, Rabbi Lubavitch. My name is, as the Rav said, my name is Mr. Pesach Levitsburg, and I just want to tell you that I'm really a resident from Seagate, but I'm not here to represent just Seagate. I'm here to represent Bayswater and among other places. You know, it's very hard for me to speak here today, but I gotta do it because, you see, you know, I'm not really a speaker, but you know, sometimes a person has to do things that, it's just a feeling in the heart. You understand what I'm saying? You see, I would like to try to, impart within you people, how should I say it? I would like you to feel, what we are going through. First of all, my house does not exist anymore, and, you know, my belongings, they're wiped out, they're gone, and everything of that nature, and right now, Baruch Hashem, I have a place to stay. I'm staying by one of my brother's houses, and Kenayin Ahoram with all the children. I mean, some are staying by my wife's sister, and some of us staying with me, and I mean, but, you know, we're spread out a bit, and school's a problem also.
And you see, the thing is that tall femur is going to be able to do something about it. Oh, there's a small problem. You see, when femur finally gets in, you have paperwork and this and that. But in the meantime, the bottom line is we're talking about people that with the flooding and the water rising above and devastating the houses that are filled with mud and whatever and sewage. And I don't even know how to explain it. I just feel like you could see from my emotions and everything that the way I feel. I mean, we went through a devastating destruction. We lost everything, basically. I mean, we couldn't even salvage clothing and everything. I mean, if you look at the suit that I'm wearing, this is, you know, Baruch Hashem, my brother is not that much of a difference in the size for me, but the suit that I'm wearing is one of my brother's older suits that he had. Still good condition, Baruch Hashem. But you see, what I'm trying to say is that we all suffered great devastating destruction. And I know that everybody's going to try to say, listen, there's so many different things going on. There are many, many worthy tzedakas out there. I'm sure that I'm very, very, very positive about that. And there's no question about it. But I'm begging all of you people to have a heart and open up your hearts to us. Now there's a special fund going to be put together. And I'm just a representative of the speakers, but whatever you give is going to be sent in a fund, right? You could write it to the shul over here and just mark it to indicate that it's for the Bayswater Seagate problem, for an emergency fund, Bayswater Seagate emergency fund, and according to the Rabbanim that we spoke to and sat down and had a meeting with, as you can see, I'm trying my best. I'm not really a speaker, so please, could you all bear with me? I'm not much of a speaker, but I'm speaking from my heart, as you could say. What I want to say is that Rabbonim got together and decided that why should we give for one neighbor not to the other? So whatever funds you give is going to be equally divided. But I'm telling you, Claude, I mean, if there's good clothing that you could donate or you know, whatever, especially money is very important, because, you know, like, instead of trying to figure out and sorting through different clothing, will this fit this person or not, but with the money, people can actually go and shop and buy a new wardrobe. I'm telling you, Clark, there are some people that are so devastating in their losses that they have. I can't even, it hurts me to say, I mean, can you imagine wearing the same clothing for a week or two? I mean, they just don't have, you know, what to change into. Imagine coming to shul on a Shabbos wearing sneakers. Imagine not being able to come to shul with a suit or a tie. These are all things. Anyways, I don't want to take much of your time. I'll be brief. So, there's an emergency campaign. You can make your checks made out to emergency campaign for Seagate and Bayswater, and the money will be divided. Please, whatever you do, please open your heart and try to feel our pain. Because if you could feel our pain, and you could be a noise be oil im chaveri, if you could do this and feel our suffering, then I'm sure you'll open up your hearts and give you know, wholeheartedly, and give a large donation, because whatever you can do, of course, is going to be good. Okay, thank you very, very much. I'm really sorry again, be Michael, if I took too much of your time.
That's quite all right. Sorg dich nicht. Okay, Chazan, you may continue.
And of course, the Chazan began to continue. He said the Kaddish, and of course they davened the rest of Musaf, and everything went very, very smoothly. And then, when they were finished davening, there was a small Kiddush. It happens to be that somebody gave a Kiddush for a Yortzeit, face, whatever, but, you know, it was a small Kiddush. And at the Kiddush, you know, Yossi was sitting down with his friend over there.
Hey, Schleims, you know, wow, quite a speech the guy gave, you know. He was chittering and he was chuckling. Good actor, huh? Good actor. What do you say, huh?
What do you mean a good actor?